Well, tomorrow marks the beginning of the Federal Provincial Housing Ministers meeting taking place at White Point Beach Resort. Last night, the Halifax Coalition Against Poverty hosted a teach-in about affordable housing and other issues. We're going to take you now to the One World Cafe and listen to part of the talk by HCAP organizer Anna Hunter. She's talking about Canadian housing policy over the last 10 years.
We still are the only country with this like dubious distinction of having no national housing strategy. Even our neighbors to the south, who have it way worse than we do, have a national housing strategy. So this was a really big blow. And no one, I think, could really predict how devastating this was really going to be. CMHC no longer was a strictly Crown corporation. It got more taken over by the private sector and has pretty much become a really ineffective, I shouldn't say that, they've become less effective as a tool for affordable housing. They really only put money now into repairing existing affordable housing units. They do a very tiny amount of work with cooperatives, but so minimal. And oftentimes the programs that they implement, for example, they do a affordable housing insurance program, but this insurance program has costed community groups so much money that it's been more damaging to these groups than effective. So CMHC, they do really kick-ass research, but as far as their programs, it's really limited in its effectiveness. So thus ended the affordable housing program, national affordable housing program. So the results of these cuts meant a decrease of 15,500 units per year between 1987 and 1999. So basically this was 186,000 less affordable housing units in 12 years. So if you think about how much that is going to affect the number of people that are living at risk or living on the street, that's huge. And that's why you can see, and if you look back at media between 1993 and 1999, the amounts of homeless deaths on the street, the amounts of like homeless articles just skyrocketed. Whereas you'd barely ever read anything about that, it was huge, it took over. So this is sort of part of why I say, this is part of why I would argue that homelessness is not a choice. You can see how really clearly these government decisions has meant a lack of housing that people can actually afford, that people can pay for. And because of the dissemination of the National Housing Strategy and the switch from CAP to CHST, this meant that the entire responsibility of affordable housing now fell on the shoulders of the provincial governments through the CHST. So now the money that the provinces used to get for health, education, childcare, all these things didn't include housing. But now the money's decreased and it includes housing. So provincial governments across the country have done very little to build more affordable housing units since the canning of the National Housing Program and the CHST. So housing has more often than not lost out against these other social services. So you take away 15,500 affordable units away a year. You decrease the funding towards cooperatives, other subsidized apartment programs, repair programs for existing units, and huge number of homeless people rises. And then that has also resulted in a larger burdening of the welfare system. So in 1998, the problem was so huge that the big city mayors, it was I think 10 or 11 mayors, got together. They met in Toronto. They had a big conference, and then they decided that homelessness was a national disaster. And this was sort of the first time any push to implement affordable housing programs sort of came back into the mainstream, was when these mayors put it out that homelessness was a national disaster. And so this started a lot of pressure on the federal government to see what they could do to start up, you know, another housing program or what they were going to do about it. It took almost 3 years for the provincial government to decide what they were going to do. And what they implemented was, in 2000, they implemented the bilateral housing agreement. So I'm just going to pretend that these four walls are the bilateral housing agreement. Sometimes it's called the Affordable Housing Framework Agreement. Whatever, the two are interchanged. I like it called the bilateral housing agreement. So these walls represent the bilateral housing agreement. And this is what's supposed to hold up our affordable housing need in our country. what the bilateral housing agreement was the federal government would give each province a certain amount of money, and in order for that money to be spent, the provincial government had to match it with the same amount of money to build affordable housing, and otherwise it wouldn't be released. So in Nova Scotia, and these are really the only stats I have, in 2001 the federal government committed $19 million. The provincial government matched it with $19 million in theory. In 2002 and 2003, zero projects were started. In 2003, the federal government committed $9 million, the province committed another $9 million. However, it wasn't until 2004 that any projects were even started. So we have a total dollar, we have a total amount of $56 million that are meant to go to affordable housing. So far, only about 1,600 individual units have been built, which barely even dips into the $1,600. And here's a little dig. One of those units is actually the affordable housing project that's on Creighton Street, which, you know, is for moderate income. So basically people that are making between $45,000 and $55,000 are the only ones that are eligible for that affordable housing program. So this is basically, I'm going to cut down these walls now, because this is how effective the bilateral housing agreement has been, is that it's doing nothing. We have $56 million in the bank. Actually, I'm going to get...
They just come down.
Do they just come down?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, I'm going to ruin the tree.
No, that's okay.
So this is really actually how effective the bilateral housing agreement is. That effective.
Cool.
We have 1,500 units, I think 30% of which are actually addressing the lowest income need, and the rest are moderate income or existing apartment repair units. So that's how effective it has been. So the only money that's been committed in the last 6 years has been absolutely ineffective in our province.
So if the federal government and supposedly the provincial government have contributed all this money, why isn't it being?
Because when I read that the provincial government committed $19 million and then $9 million, that means that's what they said they've committed. But the reason that we don't, that more units aren't being built is because the provincial government, our provincial government, has not spent that money. In different provinces, it's been different. Quebec, for example, and British Columbia have both used up all their federal money because they matched it and actually built housing units. So a lot of the responsibility in our province falls on the Ham government, who have just refused to actually invest the money to build housing. And they say that they haven't because the money is not there. So they said they've committed this money, but in reality, we have a whole huge amount of cash sitting there waiting to be matched by the provincial government to be spent.
Where is it?
There have been, like, there's been activist and advocacy groups in the city that have been, like, in HRM and around Nova Scotia that have been constantly pushing this. That Community Action on Homelessness is an office that was set up, you know, to monitor this activity. And you know what? It's like beating your head against the wall, because the provincial government just keeps saying, we don't have the money, we don't have the money. So I think people who learn a little bit more about the bilateral housing agreement obviously recognize that we have this money there, but when it comes to why it's not being spent, no one really knows, and people aren't aware of this program. So, as far as I'm concerned, they're pretty happy that we're not spending that money, because that means that they don't have to, you know, they don't have to give more money. The feds don't have to give more money, because they're saying, well, look at Nova Scotia; they're not even spending the $56 million that they do have. So why would we give them more? Right now, at White Point Beach Resort on Thursday and Friday, the federal minister, Joe Fontana, in charge of housing, and the provincial ministers from all the provinces and the territorial ministers are meeting to discuss the bilateral housing agreement. And you know, this is why HCAP is organizing around this, because we feel like it's so important to demand that the government be accountable for their inactivity around this, and for the federal government to really take some responsibility for the failed programs that are happening right now. And so many people aren't pressuring the government to really address this, that they're getting away with it. I mean, the bilateral housing agreement has been going on since 2000, and it's now 2005, and Nova Scotia still has nothing. What's really important is, because how long will that money sit there? And if we don't spend it, will it be taken back? And just a note on that, when the Creighton Garish building was, or the Creighton affordable housing unit that was built under the bilateral housing agreement, when it was built, like, it was released to the media 6 times. So every time someone would open up their newspaper and read about this new affordable housing program, it was the same one that was released a month before. And I mean, that's how they spin it, is it makes it look like the government's pouring tons of money into affordable housing, but they're just announcing the same projects over and over and over again.